Lord Chaitanya proclaimed to the world that no one could receive his mercy without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. That no one can achieve liberation from the clutches of Maya without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. No one can attain Krishna's grace without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. The devotees all shared with one another that never did they taste such sweet ecstatic love as after tasting the foot wash of Nityananda Prabhu. In this way, Lord Chaitanya wanted to show the world that anyone who loves me but does not love Nitai, I reject. But anyone who for one moment shows affection to Nityananda Prabhu, that person becomes my life and soul. This is a very important lesson that Lord Chaitanya taught us. We have discussed the liberation of Jagayat Madhai, which revealed the causeless forgiveness, compassion, and love of Lord Nityananda. When Lord Chaitanya decided to take sannyas, he only spoke this to a few people. First person he told was Nityananda Prabhu. In a very joyful heart, the Lord said, I will shave my sikha and I will live the life of renunciation. When Nityananda Prabhu heard this, he practically became paralyzed and speechless. He said, You are the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can do whatever you like. But what about Sachimata? Nityananda Prabhu could not even speak to the Lord. He was so stunned. He went to a solitary, secluded place and again saying, what will happen to Sachi Devi? He wept, wept, and wept. Yes, Nityananda Prabhu attended the sannyas ceremony of Lord Chaitanya in Katwa, after which the Lord was destined for Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu knew the heart of the Lord. Ultimately, he always wants to give pleasure to his devotees. So Sri Nityananda Prabhu played a trick. He went to some cowherd boys and requested, when this sannyasi asks you which is the way to the Jamuna and Vrindavan, show him the way to the Ganga in Santipur. So eventually Lord Chaitanya came to Santipur, where Advaita was waiting for him. And there was a grand festival where all the devotees of Navadvip and Sachi Mata herself came to once again be reunited with the Lord. From Santipur, Nityananda Prabhu accompanied Lord Chaitanya to Jagannath Puri. We know the story. Sachi Mata spoke to the Lord and said, if you go to Vrindavan, I will never see or hear from you again. But Jagannath Puri and Navadvip are like two rooms in the same house. I will always hear news of you, and that will keep me alive. So on his mother's request, he made his base in Jagannath Puri. As they were traveling, they came to a place on the banks of a river. Lord Chaitanya was to bathe. he gave his sannyas danda to Nityananda Prabhu. He said, please hold my danda. The Lord bathed, and then he went to a temple of Lord Shiva. While the Lord was gone, Nityananda Prabhu was just gazing upon this danda. He said, he who I hold in my heart holds you. This is not right. Then he broke the danda in three pieces and threw it in the river. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned. They walked for some time. Then he turned to Nityananda Prabhu and said, give me my danda. Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, danda? Oh, danda, yes. Yes. But what happened is you were in ecstasy and you fell down and the danda broke and it went into the river and I don't know where it is. The Lord said, you broke my danda? He said, no, I didn't break your danda. It was just a piece of bamboo that I happened to have. So that was not just a piece of bamboo. The danda of a sannyasi, all the demigods reside in the danda. It is my only companion. As a sannyasi, that is my companion. I will not walk with you to Puri. You go ahead of me. Mukunda Das says, no, no, you go ahead of us, we'll go behind you. So the Lord was externally very displeased, but internally very pleased. Because actually he himself inspired Nityananda to break that danda. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives many explanations of why. One is the danda is carried. There's four different stages of sannyas. Kutichak, Bahudak, Paribrajakacharya, Paramhams. On the Paramhams stage, these regulations are not they're not required. And Lord Nityananda is thinking, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he's my Lord, he's my Master, he's the Supreme Personality of God, and he's beyond Paramhamsa. He doesn't need to follow these regulations. Also, the Lord accepted sannyas from Keshav Bharati, who is actually a Vaishnava associated with Madhavendra Puri, but for preaching purposes, he took sannyas in the line of Sripad Shankaracharya, the Advaita school. Because that school was most highly recognized and was most distinguished by the public. So therefore it would have the most respect. So the Lord took sannyas from him and he had an ekadanda. Ekadanda represents that everything is one. But the Vaishnavas carry tridanda, which represent that I'm the eternal servant of the Lord and I serve the Lord with my body, mind, and words. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu made Lord Chaitanya's ekadanda into a tridanda. And also Lord Nityananda Prabhu simply did not like to see the Lord with the symbols of renunciation. Because to him he is the supreme enjoyer. So actually this was a very, very deep and profound expression of his ecstatic love for Lord Chaitanya that impelled him to break the danda. And Danda Bhanga Nadi, that river is still a very, very holy place. Should I tell another story? When Lord Nityananda Prabhu was living in Puri with Lord Chaitanya. Actually, shortly after the Lord delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he told the devotees he wanted to go to South India on a tour. He said, I want to find my brother Vishwaroop. So Nityananda Prabhu said, well, I will go with you as your servant. And Mukunda said, I will also. And Jagadananda said, yes, and so will I. And Damodar Pandit said, I'm also going. The Lord said, what kind of servants are you? Servants are supposed to obey the master. Nityananda Prabhu, you broke my danda. Nityananda Prabhu, my servant, I was going to Vrindavan and you changed my whole course and brought me to Shantipur. I'm not going with you. And Damodar Pandit, you're brahmachari, you're supposed to obey sannyasis, you're always chastising me. If I do one thing that's not according to your version of the scriptures, you chastise. I'm not going with you. And Jagadananda Pandit, I'm trying to do tapasya. Sannyasis do tapasya, and you're always giving me sense gratification. And if I don't take your sense gratification, you fast. And then I have to take sense gratification. And Mukunda, no way. Mukunda's very humble. When you see me performing tapasya, you cry. Your heart breaks so much. You don't say anything. But when I see your pain, I feel even more pain. I will go alone. I said, all right, my lord, we won't go with you. But you need, as you're chanting, your count, you have to chant on your beads, and then you have to count. So you need two hands for that. And then you need someone to carry your water pot and your extra set of kopans and clothes. Yes? So you need one more person. We'll bring this boy, Kal Krishnadas. He's very, very good. Very good heart. And he's not one of your intimate associates. So the Lord agreed. After his South Indian tour, he returned to Puri. And then all the devotees from Navadweep, Santipur, Kulinagam, Shikanda, they all came to visit Lord Chaitanya and celebrate Rath Yatra. Then they all left. But Nityananda Prabhu always stayed. One day in a secluded place, the Lord said to Nityananda Prabhu that you are remaining here in Puri like a very peaceful, satisfied sage. But I want you to go to Bengal, and like a wild man, I want you to preach the glories of the chanting of the holy name. I want you to give Krishna prem to everyone, anyone. Don't leave anybody out. Give Krishna prem to all. Make it available to anyone who takes it with faith. The Lord gave Nityananda Prabhu such exalted, powerful personalities like Abhiram Thakur, Goridas, Pandit, Udharandat Thakur, Krishnadas, Dhananjay Pandit, and so many others. Gadadhar Das. And there's a beautiful explanation of their travel to Bengal. But if we go to Panihati, I will explain that there. They were just in such intoxicated state chanting the holy names. They didn't know. They didn't even know they were in the material world, so how could they get anywhere? At the onset, Abhiram Thakur just went into ecstasy and stood in the threefold bending form as if he was playing a flute, motionless for 9 hours, and all the devotees just chanted kirtan around him. Then Gadadhar Das got a pot of yogurt on his head and said, I am a gopi, anyone want to buy my yogurt? And they were laughing and chanting and dancing. And then they ask someone, where is the Ganga? Hi! You're in the wrong direction. It's that way. And they smiled and they went that way. And then a few hours later, where is the Ganga? Hi! It's 3 hours the other direction. So they started going in that direction and... After some time, where is the Ganga? Hi, it's 6 hours that way. They didn't even know they had bodies. How are they going to get somewhere? But somehow or other, they just arrived at Raghava Pandit's house in Panihati. Then Nityananda Prabhu, he sat on the altar of Raghava Pandit, and they performed Abhishekam and decorated him with beautiful jewels and garments. Lord Nityananda said to Raghava Pandit, make me a flower garland of Kadamba flowers. And Raghava Pandit said, but it's not the season for Kadamba flowers. And besides that, we don't have Kadamba trees here. The Lord said, just go into your garden and see. So he went, and on a lime tree, there was peerless, fully bloomed Kadamba flowers. Then the Lord began kirtan, and his glance was impregnating people with such spiritual ecstasy that he'd glance on one person and they just start they dance to the top of a tree and then dance to the outermost branches, to dancing on the little twigs way up high. And then they would just roar and jump down. Other people, he glanced at another person, they were dancing, and just in affection, just embraced the tree, and the tree uprooted as they were dancing. Another person embraced five trees and uprooted all of them, dancing. At one point, he just put his glance across the room, and everybody just went, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. The whole room was unconscious. Nityananda Prabhu ki. Such a wonderful kirtan. He asked the devotees, do you smell the fragrance of Damanaka flowers? And they said, yes, but Damanaka trees don't grow in Bengal, they grow in Puri. He said that Lord Chaitanya has taken the form of an invisible Damanaka tree and he has come here to see your dancing. And what you do is you smell his body. The whole atmosphere was permeated with this fragrance of Damanaka. So Nityananda Prabhu, by his glance, was empowering devotees with such ecstatic love. And then they took the kirtan out into the roads, and there were little children, and he glanced on them. And these little children started roaring like lions. And they were dancing, and the parents didn't know what was happening. They'd say, come home, it's time for dinner. And the little child's just dancing, and they'd see their child grab a tree and uproot it and dance with it. And Nitai just embraced these children and just loved them like his own children. This kirtan went on for 3 months. And for the whole time, nobody even remembered their bodies. Nobody ate, drank, or slept for 3 months. By the power of Nityananda Prabhu's loving glance, all the devotees knew was the chanting of the holy name.
Krishna, 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 Krishna.
From Panihati, the Lord went to the village of Gadadhar Das. We may go to that place, so we will save the story for there. Then the Lord went to Saptagram. Now, Adi Saptagram is a group of villages. That was the home of Udharandat Thakur. And actually, Prabhupada writes in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that he's coming from the same gotra as Udharandat Thakur. And his father would regularly bring them to Saptagram, Prabhupada, to worship that deity. It is the family's ancestral deity. Now, at that time, Saptagram had a very bad reputation, spiritually, because everyone there was gold merchants. And they were very materialistic and very greedy and just almost like untouchables in that sense. But Nityananda Prabhu went there, and he went to every house and induced everyone to chant the holy names. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains, in the history of creation, nowhere was there such ecstatic kirtans as Nityananda Prabhu was holding with all the gold merchants in Adi Saptagram. He just drowned them in the ocean of love of God, and all day and all night in every home in the streets, everyone was chanting the holy
names.
Then the Lord went to Navadvip, especially to see Mother Sachi. When Sachi saw him, the burning fever of, the burning fire of separation from her Nimai was pacified. She said to Nitai that I have been longing, I have been praying to see you, and you have come. The burning fire of my heart is feeling satisfied upon seeing you. Please stay for 5 days, or 10 days, or 15 days, or 30 days. Please do not go. You are my son, my beloved son. So Nitai, smiling, he promised Sachi that he would spend many days with her. So he stayed at the house of Sachi Devi and just ecstatically roamed through the streets of Navadvip, going home to home performing Sankirtan. Shall I tell one last story? There was a Brahmin who, due to bad association, became a thief. Not only a thief, but a king of thieves. This Brahmin was born in Navadvip. And he watched and he saw Nityananda Prabhu dancing and chanting all around the Navadvip area. And he wasn't so attracted to Nityananda Prabhu as to what he was wearing. You see, Lord Chaitanya actually ordered Lord Nityananda Prabhu to wear gold, diamonds, rubies, silver, and all sorts of other decorations on his body. He gave him that order. He said to dress just like Balaram. So Nityananda Prabhu was obedient. We already explained his obedience. During the monsoons, he would jump in to swim with the man-eating crocodiles, and all the devotees would say, come back, come back, come back. And he would just go and grab the crocodiles, and Lord Chaitanya would say, come back. And he came back. So in this way, he was wearing these very, very costly ornaments. So the thief, he brought his gang of thieves and told them, by the grace of the worshipable goddess Durga, everything that we're looking for in our career as thieves is in one place. The There was a Brahmin named Hiranya Pandit. And he didn't have much, but he had a little house. And Lord Nityananda Prabhu was staying at his house because he had such devotion. And they would have kirtan there. He said, he's staying at this poor Brahmin's house. And he was explaining to his gang of thieves in detail the ornaments that he wears. And they were really excited. They said, at the auspicious moment, we will attack. So they had, actually, this Brahmin pretended to be like a devotee and was following around Nityananda Prabhu for some time, just to figure out how to rob him. So he had a spy. The spy came and said, it's night. They're just taking prasad and having kirtan. Then the spy came. Nityananda is now just about to go to sleep, but just a few more minutes. So they waited. They each had weapons. While they were waiting, they fell asleep. Caw, 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 the crows. Huh? The sun is out. They slept through the whole night. They looked at each other, and people were walking by, and they're sleeping with weapons in their hands. They started hiding their weapons. Said, what happened? What happened? And one of them said, you fell asleep first. The other said, no, you fell asleep first. No, you fell asleep. Well, you kept sleeping. And they were fighting, and then the leader of the Brahmins was very powerful. His heart was cruel. There was not a thread of goodness in that man's heart. He was a murderer. He was a thief. He said to his associates, no. This is a very auspicious act we're about to perform. And we didn't make a proper offering to Goddess Durga to bless us. So tonight we will make an offering of blood, flesh, and wine. And then she will give us her blessings. And then everything will be auspicious and all obstacles will be removed. So they performed the puja. And the next day, they had their weapons in their hands. They waited for night. They slowly crept up to the house, closer, 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 closer. And to their astonishment, there was these huge giants with spears and tridents in their hands, walking around the house chanting, Hari, Hari!
Hari, Hari!
One thief said, there's at least 10 of these giants, and any one of them can kill 1,000 thieves single-handedly. What are we going to do? They decided this is not the auspicious time. They were speculating. Maybe this Nityananda Prabhu is some great saint, and he has produced the... Don't speculate, the leader said. It must be that some great king or somebody is meeting him and these are his guards, but they will leave. Let us just be patient and go home for 10 days, and then we will attack. 10 days passed. They were not patient. Each of them held in their hands 5 to 10 weapons, tridents, swords, daggers, clubs, chains. 5 to 10 weapons each had. And it was dark out. There was no moon or stars in the sky. And that was very auspicious for them. They attacked. When they just came right close to the house, all of them went totally blind. They couldn't see anything. Their intelligence, their mind, and their senses were just tormented because they couldn't see anything. And then one of them fell into a ditch. And in that ditch, mosquitoes and leeches started biting them and sucking them. They were screaming in agony. And then another person fell into a sewage canal. And mosquitoes and scorpions were continuously biting him as he was screaming in pain. Another person fell into a canal. And when he fell, his hands, his legs, and his limbs were just all broken. Another person, all blind, just all of a sudden contracted a burning fever and nausea, and he just fell to the ground screaming in pain. And while they were all in such helpless conditions, Indra, who was very dissatisfied to see what they wanted to do to Nityananda Prabhu, he sent these black clouds, torrents of rain. It became absolutely freezing cold, and the rain was pouring upon them, and after some time the rain froze into hail. Unlimited balls of solid ice were just flying down from the clouds at full speed, just crashing against the limbs of these people who were laying there. Another man fell into a ditch filled with thorns. And all the hundreds of thorns were just stabbing through his various limbs of his body. He couldn't even move. Any movement and would just rip him to part. And hail balls were crashing against them. It was freezing cold. They were trembling. They were screaming in pain. And they were blind. They didn't even know what was happening. When all of them were on the verge of death, in mortal misery, the leader, the king of the dacoits, he thought in his heart, Nityananda is not an ordinary man. And he remembered all the things that happened. And he came to the conclusion that Nitai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he began to pray with tears of love in his heart to Lord Nityananda. He said, "Please, my Lord, save me. I surrender my life to you. I understand that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead." Whether I live or whether I die, my only prayer is please accept me as your eternal servant. I surrender everything to you. Please forgive my offenses. If you want to save me or kill me, that is your priority. But I vow I will never misbehave again. I am yours. As soon as his heart surrendered with love, all the rain and hail stopped. Mosquitoes, scorpions, and leeches went home. And even the thorns opened up. And they could see. They just kind of staggered to the Ganga to take their baths. And first thing in the morning, that Brahmin came to the house of Hiranyapandit and cried out, "Lord, Lord, save me, save me." And offered his dandavat obeisances with tears in his eyes. His limbs were trembling, his hairs were standing on end, and all he could do was cry out for the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Some of the devotees were thinking that this is a thief. He's just tricking us. But others said, "No, he has been touched by the mercy of the Lord." Nityananda Prabhu called him forward and said, "Why are you in this condition today?" And he explained that we wanted to rob you. We wanted to cause harm to you. But the first day we all went to sleep. And we never sleep at night. We slept all night. And the next day there were these huge, superhuman, giant guards. And last night, we were pierced by thorns, we were blinded, we were eaten by mosquitoes and leeches and stung by scorpions and crushed by hail and frozen by the wind. Then I realized how sinful, how offensive I am. You are Krishna. You are the Lord of my life. You are all merciful. Please forgive me. I surrender my life to you. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was very happy with him. Lord Nityananda Prabhu took the garland off of himself and put it on the Brahmin. I mean, he was a Brahmin. Thief. Ecstatic love entered his heart. And then he said to Lord Nityananda Prabhu, please give me your permission, please. I will now go to the Ganges to end my life. Because I cannot bear living anymore, knowing that I wanted to harm you. Nityananda Prabhu said, no, now your body is my property. If you vow to never sin again, I will take all of your karma upon myself. Now you are liberated. Then Nityananda Prabhu put his lotus feet on the head of that thief. And with putting his feet on the head, he gave him ecstatic love for Krishna. Lord Nityananda Prabhu instructed him, now always chant the names of Krishna. Live a pious life. Never cause harm to others. Never steal. Never sin. Never find faults with others. Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Make Krishna your life and soul. And especially, preach to all the other thieves and bring them all to the lotus feet of Krishna. So this man, he became a very enthusiastic preacher. Thousands and thousands of dacoits and thieves he preached to and brought them to Nityananda Prabhu's lotus feet. And they all became gentle, humble, respectable Vaishnavas, tasting the ultimate treasure of the holy name. Lord Chaitanya also told Lord Nityananda to marry. But it is late. He married the two daughters of Suryadas Sarakela, the elder brother of Goridas Pandit. I'll tell a little of that story. Lord Chaitanya ordered him to marry. Actually, there's another story. One devotee saw Nityananda with all this jewelry on, gold and earrings and necklaces and ankle bells, and thought, he really became confused. So he went to Puri with a very confused mind and told Lord Chaitanya, I don't understand. He's supposed to be an avaduta renounced, and he's wearing all of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. He said, you should understand that all of the ornaments that Nityananda Prabhu wears are the spiritual personifications of the nine processes of devotional service. So the Lord asked Nityananda Prabhu to marry. Nityananda Prabhu came back to Puri and he said to Rupa and Sanatan, you're telling them give up everything and go live under trees, and to me you're telling me to eat all this nice food and wear all these garments. Why are you doing like this to me? The Lord said, because this is the way I like you. You are a cowherd boy. So it was... So the Lord sent Udharandas Thakur to the house of Suryadas with the proposal that Nityananda Prabhu would like to marry your daughter. But Suryadas was thinking, he's the Lord of my life, but at the same time, he's an avadut. And we don't know what caste he's from, and we don't know where he's been and what he's done and all these things. And although he's worshipable, as our deity of our heart, but still, when it comes to marriage, you have to we have to consider all of these social customs. So he consulted with his family, and the family was thinking, you know, it's true. You know, we don't really know what his caste, where he's from, all these things. And meanwhile, Janava was hearing that Nityananda wanted to marry her. So just upon hearing that, she just screamed. Tears flowed from her eyes and she fell unconscious as if she was dead. Just high fever. And everyone came running to see what it was. They called the doctor. And the doctor said, the fever is rising and rising. She's on the verge of death. Start arranging the funeral pyre to take her to the Ganga. Everyone was beside themselves with grief. And then I think it was Gauridas Pandit or one of the devotees said, I think it's because we offended Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So they all ran to this tree. I believe it was a tamarind tree, an Imli tree, where he was sitting. And they fell at his feet and begged, you know, please come home. If you want to marry, please come home. So he came. He said, why do you want me to come home? Please, Janava is on the verge of death. So he came, and as soon as he came near the door, a breeze touched his body, and the fragrance of his body touched Janava. And right before everyone's eyes, her eyes opened. And the marriage was performed between Lord Nityananda and Janava Devi. And after the marriage, there was a feast being served. And Janava's younger sister, Vasudha, was serving. And as she was serving Lord Nityananda, her sari fell off her head. And according to the tradition, at that time, ladies kept their heads covered before a respectable person. But at the same time, she was holding the preparation in her hand. She couldn't put it down, and her sari came off. So it was a very uncomfortable, awkward situation for her. But it was not a problem. She held the pot, and two hands extra manifested to cover her head. So Nityananda Prabhu said to Suryadas, do you want to give me dowry for marriage? He said, yes, what would you like? Your other daughter. They lived in Kardaha. And it was in Kardaha that Vasudha gave birth to a son and a daughter. The daughter's name was Ganga Devi. And the son was Birbhadra, or the great Birachandra, who became one of the most empowered, worshipable Vaishnavas in the history of our world. So yes, Nityananda Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Maharaj, it appears that this battery's not going to last 20 years. Ha, ha, ha. Although, personally, I'm trying my best. Who is Lord Nityananda Prabhu? The Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Ananta Shesha, he is holding the universes and all the planets on his hoods effortlessly. With his thousand mouths, he is eternally chanting the holy names and glories of the Lord, Sri Krishna. As Ananta Shesha, he manifests forms to serve the Lord in every way. He becomes the spiritual world. He becomes the Lord's shoes, the Lord's beds, the Lord's chair, the Lord's clothes, the Lord's ornaments. Ever-increasing enthusiasm to serve. As Lakshman, for 14 years he didn't even sleep. He was always there to serve and protect Sita and Ram. The embodiment of devotion. And as Balaram, he was the ever-present companion of Sri Krishna in Vrindavan, Mathura, and Dwarka. That is Nityananda Prabhu, the personification of devotional service, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, of servitude Godhead. And he has come with Lord Chaitanya, Paramakaruna Pahundvijana Nitai Gora Chandra. To give us all the chance to perfect our lives in devotional service. So here in Eka Chakra, let us very, very sincerely from the core of our hearts pray for the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And let us bow our heads in eternal gratitude to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the very embodiment of Nityananda Prabhu's infinite causeless mercy in this world, who established Gaur-Nitai worship in all continents of the planet, and who wept tears in compassion for all of us. And it is that compassion, the compassion of Nityananda Prabhu manifesting through Srila Prabhupada, that is our only hope and our only qualification. Yes, let us bow our heads in humility and gratitude and pray that we can forever be the servant of the servant of the servant of such great soul. And let us pray that the holy name may manifest within our heart and empower us to be the type of devotees that Srila Prabhupada will be pleased and proud of. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Nithai Gaura Premanandi. Just in this direction is one small lake. The residents of Eka Chakra once decided they were going to go to the Ganga to bathe, but Nityananda Prabhu brought the Ganga and all holy places to that lake. So now the devoted, just people of Eka Chakra, there's no need for them to go to Ganga, because the Ganga is here. That is one of the great holy places of Eka Chakra. Actually, every blade of grass, every leaf, every twig, every stone is sacred. It is the personal paraphernalia of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and worshipable in our hearts. Now, before it becomes dark, we will go to the Garbhavas, the actual birth site of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And the house of Hadai Pandit is also there, where Nityananda Prabhu grew up. And next to the, across from Garbhavas, is the Malatala, the tree where the mala was given. And just beside the Garbhavas is Nitai Kund, the place where Nityananda Prabhu would take his baths, and also where they washed the utensils of the deities, paraphernalia. In a very humble, sincere mood, as beggars, let us go to Nityananda Prabhu's holy birth site and pray for his mercy. Thank you very much.